for how many years now? I don't still know how to sing this song. It's not a good look on me.
I know how to sing it, but I'm just pretending.
What's up, Lagos? What's up? What's up? How are you doing? 8 minutes past 10 o'clock is 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for news, talk, and sports. And you're welcome to the show.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, every 10 o'clock, if you don't find us here.
What's up, Lagos?
Post it, tweet it, raise alarm. Something has happened. Why?
Raise alarm.
I'm even kidding. This could be a subtle. We're telling you now.
If maybe
you,
they've taken
10 o'clock,
us.
you tune into this show.
Apprehended.
I thought I said rapprehended.
No, rapprehended.
He's giving you rap ruchuku.
Get on, I drink mankind.
Well, we are here as promised. Again, it's a very beautiful Thursday morning, and you know that at 11 a.m. we'll have a lady lawyer walk into the studio legally. Oh. To give us some legal lectures on the things we need to know.
Probe her.
Guess what? Today we're supposed to talk about paternity, but we've moved it to next week because she has to be here to talk about it.
When people discuss all this behind my back.
Today we'll talk about survey plan
before
we go to paternity next week, because the rate at which paternity has... In fact, I don't want to go into that, but when she comes, she'll tell us everything we need to
know.
It's
okay. She'll be here next week, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And third mainland bridge, has it been opened? Someone said only one lane. Please confirm.
You should be able to tell us more about that, because you're the one that is always passing that side. People greet you on that road.
No, that's when I finish now. I'm going to do another What's Up Lagos on the mainland.
One, What's Up Mainland Lagos.
What's Up Mainland then Jebu. What's Up Jebu. I don't want to start.
Okay, Jebu is not even mainland. Outer land.
In the hinterland.
So that's What's Up. Let's know if the mainland bridge has been open. And for everybody that's going to plan that room, please be careful. It's not like before when they say they repair it, and when you go there, you'll be
this one now.
Take it easy.
Don't
finish
speeding,
your speedometer.
Okay? Let's drive gently. Enjoy your cruise.
Yes, and to the Lagos State government and to everybody involved in this, you spent taxpayers' money. Please guard the place.
Got it very well, though.
They've started cutting iron rod. They've started taking the railings.
But Lagos, why though? Like, that's not a good look.
Yeah, it's not good for you. Yeah, but see, if there are no rules, there are no laws.
Sure.
If you can't implement it, so just please do your part. You said that you have LASMA from beginning to end. In case somebody has a breakdown, you'll be there to help. Please also check those facilities. They are expensive and they should serve the purpose, okay? All right, welcome to the show.
Welcome. My name is Better, by the way.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you.
Stretch, by the way.
My name is Stretch, by the way.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. And of course, it's time to sound off when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere. I'll
take you to Lagos. Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off. No student will drop out of university over inability to pay tuition. President Bola Ahmed Tinubu said this yesterday. He spoke after signing the Student Loans Access to Higher Education Repeal and Reenactment Bill 2024 into law. It was during a brief signing ceremony at the presidential villa in Abuja that he made this statement. The president said the new law was passed to ensure that no citizen will miss out on quality education on the account of poverty or lack of opportunity. He said, and I quote, "I have just signed a bill proclaiming the student loan effective. First of all, I must thank members of the National Assembly for the expeditious handling of the bill, considering the education is a tool to fight against poverty. We are determined to ensure that education is given proper attention, including skills development programs. This is to ensure that no one, no matter how poor their background is excluded from quality education and the opportunity to build their future. We are here because we are all educated. Abi, and we're helped. In the past, we saw a lot of our children drop out of school and I mean colleges and all. This is no more. No matter who you are, as long as you are a Nigerian citizen, you can apply. Sign the bill. So this is what he said. This is as far as he said this. And I'm saying, this sounds like you saying it's free education, but hey. But I want to also say thank you so much to the federal government. They've done a bit, because when we saw the formal bill, and we were asking, how do you get this? You know, you remember the former bill had so many conditions. One of them that really got everybody scared was income limit. The applicant's individual or family income must not exceed 500K per annum. That has been removed. Also, family guarantors. Each applicant must provide a minimum of 2 guarantors. The guarantor must fall into one of the following: civil servant of level 12, lawyer, minimum of 10 years experience. That also has been removed. So it's a bit easier for people to access. But also, you have to apply to a public institution.
First, that's the try.
The first thing. So we're saying thank you so much to the government for doing this.
Thank you very much
for signing this.
And we hope that it's as seamless as it's stated here. They don't have to encounter problems trying to do it, because you know how Nigeria can be.
So I'm sure you have taken care of all the hurdles, and we'll hear testimonies of people actually getting the loans and nobody having to drop out. We're not going to say anything. There's nothing. I mean, this is good.
It's a good one.
The bill was looking like inaccessible. Then some amendments were made and you've signed them into law. I think we also should look at the amounts you budget onto education and to scrap the strikes and all. And to also think about, if you say nobody will drop out of school, that's sounding like free education. And is this a possibility in Nigeria to a certain level? I don't know. But thank you so much, Mr. President. This is a laudable act. We will commend, we will clap, we will applaud.
Definitely. So but you know that Sound Off is not only for complaints. If it's a good thing, why not? We'll be here to say yes. It's a good one.
Yeah, but it's a good one. But we are watching. And that was Sound Off.
That was Sound Off. Ladies and
All right, it's still What's Up Lagos, 16 minutes past an hour. And we're asking you to tell us, how is Third Mainland Bridge? Give us this feedback.
Give us updates, because we are not on the
my helicopter is out.
We have all of you, our correspondents.
Yes, please. Today. If you're on Third Mainland Bridge now, if you can call, if you can send a message.
Can even send us pictures on WhatsApp. I want to see.
Somebody said open fire.
Traffic now die for this Third Mainland Bridge.
I don't understand. Wow. Is it that there's only one lane? Because they say it will be open today. Today is.
In fact, I don't remember fourth. I remember Thursday this week.
Today is Thursday. Is it 12 o'clock that... when is today?
Why you stop me? You don't hear? Ask the question.
When is today?
Please call us and give us updates, okay? What we want to know. So call us 0201-465-7190. WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Quickly tell us.
Third Mainland report. Let's go. Very new.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, do Lagos?
Yes, what's up, Lagos? What's
Church
your name?
That Third Mainland Bridge, I drove through there yesterday to the airport around 9 p.m. People are scared of that bridge.
What about this morning?
No, sir, please, we're trying to get reports about today. We're not talking about yesterday. We're not discussing time. Is Azizimi open today? Are you there today? That's what we want.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Is this one pre-recorded?
Yeah, so it's recorded. What's your name,
sir?
We're good.
It looks like you're enjoying your ride on the Third Mainland Bridge, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But today, traffic is, well, I say it's carrying baby on its back.
Wow. Are the two lanes open? Are people coming from the island?
Not yet.
Oh, it's just the normal way. I didn't.
Yeah, not just the normal way. Well, I thought it was Friday, not Thursday.
No, they said Thursday. They said the fourth. That's.
There could be an emergency and they change their mind. You know, Lagos State. Before you know it, you say they see the moon somewhere and they have to change their mind.
Wisdom.
I don't like it when they give you your word. Believe the word when they give word. Now, we have a picture here on WhatsApp that our friend just sent.
He didn't tell us
your name, but he said it's just one lane open. Maybe now midnight, then go open up. Now, wow. Anyway, they said Thursday.
All right, Thursday is still on.
Thursday
is still
never finished. Yeah. So.
Let's find out if there's another person.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Stretch the life. Welcome. Good morning.
You're in the house.
This is Robert.
Robert. Migwam.
Migwam.
My guy, Vredo. You are talking of Ted Miller Bridge, Abby?
Yes,
sir. Today.
You don't see why it is there. They don't finish up.
Hey!
No, oh, wow.
Hey!
Can you imagine?
Hey!
Yeah, you're a Lagosian.
I don't know.
Why? Okay, this picture that this person sent us now said, open fire. Still one lane. Maybe we won't do ceremonial. Don't make sense. All of
us go but let's not also jump to it. If they said Thursday,
unless you be
till wishing. Thursday finishes. If Thursday finishes, Penny will not do anything.
But really, if it was Thursday, it should have been this morning, so people can actually ply the roads.
Yeah, but it's still Thursday now.
So these are the things that make it. When you give your word like this, we just take you to pee.
Let our government breathe.
We don't take it seriously.
A pinch of salt.
What are you talking about?
Not even a pinch of salt. A head.
Why are you here, young woman? Okay, I came back to tell you because I won't feel good if I don't give you all the details of the one play thing, okay? I don't want anybody to miss out on today's winnings. Today is Thursday, so of course, again, three people, 20,000 naira each. Tomorrow is Friday, though. That's 50,000 naira for one person. And I'm very happy to announce to you that if you've been playing since Monday, guy, that's it, though. You've automatically been entered into the draw. And you might just win the 50K, okay? But keep playing because the more you play, the more your chances of winning. So yes, www.oneplay.ng. Play the game with 500 naira on Nigeria Info to win now, today, bye, as I'm talking to you. Wherever you are, you can go there and play the game. Of course, I'm still rooting for my women. I'm going to still be rooting for them regardless. Keep playing. Today is your day, okay? See you 11:45 when we do the live draws. Back 33 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show. What's up, Lagos? I'm Feta.
My name is Stretch. I won't say it again.
Or anyway, Lagos, you know you can call us on 0201-465-7190. And somebody on WhatsApp sent a message saying, what's up, Lagos? Now, once you go, no people will go public school. So now, audio couple of what's up, Lagos? Now, public school, now go, Abi. Good to know. What if I told you that I know quite a number of songs? I'll bust your brain.
Yeah, you know.
Like you know this song, I'm saying, I can't sing it. It's too branded.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know. What about Waya, we have come again, Mother of Agnes.
That cannot be how they sing it in public school.
Public school is Waya, we don't come again, no, Mama Agnes, Waya. But
that's the vibe.
But when we went to the school, went to the two school, when we were sponsored, we changed it to Waya, we have come again. Mother of Agnes, one year.
That's it. Yeah, that's so it. So don't think that. Down, oh, okay? Don't think that because we
don't look down on us.
Don't do that. No. This one says, I think they are installing street lights on the lane finished first. The lights had been installed on the newly finished lane. And apparently, they forgot to install them. They forgot.
How come? We'll make sure that anybody, all those that perpetrators of this heinous crime, will be brought to book.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. My imagination runs wild when you guys do that third mainland stuff. I could imagine the drivers laughing each other at the peak. And the ones not listening to Nigeria will be like, Kilo and Shelly. Okay, more pictures coming in on WhatsApp. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Oops, sorry about that.
Call is back, okay? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Morning to you.
Who's speaking to us?
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Who is speaking to us?
Yes. This Ayo on the line.
Ayo, are you on Third Mainland Bridge?
They are also.
I just come out of it now.
Ha, okay, glory. Ayo, please tell us. Glory to God. You made it.
Yes, I made it, but not until after 1.5 hours between
my God.
And Adeniji.
Are you serious? 1.5 hours?
No, that's a lot.
Yes, between Yadoworo and Adeniji.
Egbamielaja.
Thank you.
It is even BRT that took us past the place. Everybody was abusing the BRT now. Wow. That's why we didn't come and put us inside this place. And, many are going to the office and the person now.
Testimony time. Thank you so much, Ayo.
Thank you. Thank you for that one. Thank you so much. Omo from Yanuwuru.
90 minutes.
It's a good time to thank God I'm in the office, sir.
Honesty.
Because what I for said. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, that time where I call, make una no verse for me.
What's up, Omo?
Good morning, sir.
So, I don't call one of my friends. He said, did the traffic as we speak. He's still there now.
Okay, when
hello?
Yeah, we they hear you.
So when I, because the guy, he always, that route, my route. Even many times when I call him, he goes, I did 10 mil average. If I say they take the bridge, take on the other side. So when I, oh God, I they talk something.
Sorry. Nervous.
So if I say they take a grab, the other side.
Yes.
So when I call him, I say, guy, with the year story, say terminal bridge block, wait till be the problem. It's okay, he said, hook up for the bridge. Say he won't go check. So the guy trek. As he did trek, he can't nearly reach the end. As that man went, call say he escape. I don't know how he take escape, honestly. They need to ask that man test, because this my guy say, as he peep, as he look from small, he sees some people where they do markets towards the end of the bridge. He say,
they see this information. This is your friend now.
My friend. This one, eyewitness. Oh,
hey.
They don't go blow eyewitness for eyes.
Say they block the place.
They roast come. They roast come.
I say government. No, they go say government. No, tell them say now today they want to open the bridge. So that's why if market don't close that kind between 12 and 1,
yeah.
Say they go come out. Then people feel pass. Now the thing where they tell me, I say okay. What they go do? Make that guy tell. Maybe mobilize some people for Lagos and make them go beg them whether they go fee come out. Whether na mami water, me I don't know.
Hey Jesus. Oh boy.
What is this? We can't trust this correspondent.
No, but he's saying he's an eyewitness. It can't be eyewitness when he calls somebody.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
All right, so if you're on Third Mainland Bridge now, we're saying, like, just keep it locked on 99.3, all right?
Yeah, we're here with you, okay? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
I'm there.
Yes, what's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
This is Ezio from Odogbolu.
Yes, he got you.
Nah, wow. Well, what happened to the other line now?
We don't know, but you know, happy say if you call us for this one.
Get this one now. Easy.
I don't like this one. Make that.
Ezio, you're drop. Oh, yeah, drop her now.
I will cover.
Oh, yeah, drop. Ezio. Oh, yeah, bye bye, Ezio.
Oh, wow. Lagos, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Yes, welcome back to the show. What's up, Lagos?
The words I said to Feta.
Yeah, the words we're all now saying to you.
I said to her.
The same words we're now saying to you, Lagos, yes. I love.
We want to be in your life until the Third Mainland
is over.
Trip is over.
Even when you get someone to continue.
We will be with you.
If possible, we'll not even hand over at all.
We will stay.
Because of the love we have for you. We want to be holding you in our hands forever. Bravo and Ed Sheeran. See, I don't know. I don't care what you're going through at the moment. I care. Sorry. That was a freedom sleep. I care what you're going through. But I want you to know that we are with you.
Hold me.
Kevin.
Oh God, I can't.
What? What can you not?
I just can't.
What can you not can't?
Because I don't. What was that?
Who was who?
That was a sweet rendition. That was
no,
basically.
That was Mirix.
That was not Mirix. That was a
remix.
And should I now shock you? Who do you it think? Was, yes. Who do you think did the chorus of that song?
Let she won't get it. She won't get it.
You don't know. You don't know that I'm the one. It's fine. Just give us that info.
Lagos, please. And let me just. I'm just here to remind you. Aside what Feta and Stretch have been screaming. I'm here to tell you that there's money on ground to be won by you. Yes. Wait. Is it your Lagos? There's money for you here on Nigeria Info, just in case you don't know, okay? And it's happening on oneplay.ng. So as we've been saying over time without number, all you have to do to be part of it is go to the website at oneplay.ng. That is www.numeral1play.ng, or dial the code *347*880*#. *347*880*#. Play with as little as 500 naira, and in a few seconds, your ticket will be in the draw. Okay, remember, Lagos, this thing is the more you play, the better your chances of winning. And guess what? You can win on various shows. You can win on Money Crossfire, you can win on WhatsApp Lagos, you can win on Game On shows, and weekend people are not left out as well. Though, yes, Football Frenzy show every weekend, you can win there too. And every Friday, there's always a jackpot. So please, why are you not playing? You don't like money? I'm sure you need money. But I'm giving you what I can give you. Because I'm trying. It's out of the goodness of my heart that I'm dropping this, okay? So play during the week automatically qualifies you for the weekly jackpot. And remember, your chances of winning are the same whether you play on the website or you play using the USSD code, which is *347*880*#, okay? So remember, play, because the more you play, the better your chances of winning. Remember to play responsibly, your Lagos, and don't forget to tell a friend, okay? Remember by tell who you're helping. Instead of giving out to Urgent Wiki, you can just tell them the code, all right? All right, I'll see you later.
Oh, Lagos, so 45 minutes past 10 o'clock. Thank you, Kemi, for that information. We're not tired to tell Lagos that money is on ground to be won, whether they like it or yes, they will play, they will win it. Very soon, I and Stretch will be coming to people's houses. Bring out your phone!
Have you not played this?
Play this! Lie down!
You play now, so
lie down,
money.
Flat! Everybody's phone on the table jump. Now!
Front jump for not playing! You need to watch
you
to give you money.
You must collect money, you
what
must.
Do, what do we do with all the money?
What are
every
we going to do?
Day.
The money is the issue.
60K
too much
every
money.
Day.
The problem, how to spend it.
Honesty.
We now come up with an idea. Okay, let's dash it out.
Every day. And we are giving you ordinary code for you to bless it.
We see your finger is spinning. Is that you?
And even the women. How are you, women?
Don't do that, Stretch. Do not do that. Stretch, just because. No, that's a very terrible thing to do.
What?
It's just like when you're in a competition with someone, or you're like,
there's no competition.
Hold on, for example, you are in a competition with somebody, and then the other person is winning. You are just being fortunate. You have luck to be winning.
It's not luck.
And I need to scorn
luck.
The other person. It's luck.
No, it's hard work.
Luck.
It's
not hard work. It's luck.
It is hard work.
The women have been playing this game.
No.
It's just that they've not.
So are you
been,
telling?
You know,
are you,
it's not their turn.
Are you stating on national radio now that women are unlucky?
I'm not saying they're unlucky. The game is a game of luck.
Of luck.
So I mean, women are not unlucky. It hasn't just got
listen. The game is the game of probability. The amount of women that play, I want to pay me pressure.
What's the title of the song you just played? Burna Boy and it's Sharan now. For My Hand.
For my hand. That's the remix.
That song I ministered
coming
in my gospel concert.
Yeah. Coming soon.
Some 6 years ago.
Before they released the song. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a gospel song. It was adapted into.
Burna Boy copied now.
You know. The matter is still in court till now.
What up till now?
What court? A court now. Court.
Court and soul.
No.
What were you saying?
When?
He said when. Oh. Lagos, play the game to win. With 500 naira, my love, you can win some money.
Auntie, are you calling a peak or do you go somewhere?
Well, let's just quickly tell them that it's www.oneplay.ng. Or just use the code *347*880*#.
They want to go. Need to up your game.
Come on, play.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, now, raise them.
What's up, Lagos? Sarah Sunday.
How can you be spending the night?
Uh-huh. And you're dark, we're not there, because I'm blank. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Out of the jungle.
Put in Wuko.
How far is it?
More wide. You want to know?
Fire.
Where have you been all the day?
Taya and Kemi. I don't know.
Taya, Taya and Kemi.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Her name is
Feta Stretch.
Who's Zim Feta?
Fetaya.
Fetaya.
Yes, you are a organizer now.
See, all my enemies, they're not Taya.
You mean you're for organizer?
Organizer.
No. Get it. Fetaya is the organizer.
Okay,
that's not me.
Okay.
Fetaya is not in the studio.
Okay, a minimum fair. Taya long, a minimum fair. Love it though.
Continue. So why are you calling us this morning?
No, I just.
What do you want?
Hello to you guys.
They say you don't tell me language over loaded bed.
Very lazy Nigerian.
Wait, lazy youth.
You guys, you are.
See, you and your neighbor. Your neighbors are even.
They're even telling you come and take off.
Allah
about of
you. Do you know what?
About of you, Garilla, no for.
Pack your things. You're moving to Banana Island this weekend. Pack your things, Allah Wale.
Banana Island already now. What's wrong with you?
Island, Bau. Snake Island.
Banana Island. Come, Mango Island. Pack your bags. You're moving in with us, okay? We need to change your life.
I'm used to all this wealth.
Which wealth? You're used to which wealth? Omar Walker, this year has gone.
See those things that are not as if they are. I like it. Thank you very much.
Hello, used to all this wealth.
Somebody sent us a video of him on the Third Mainland Bridge.
Yeah,
the sky is so blue.
Mm.
And the cars on the Third Mainland Bridge are so fine.
I like your wheel cover, your steering cover.
I like it.
It looks like a designer.
I like
type.
The tone, the black. This is a different kind of black. It's not the normal.
And the AC there is chilling because your hand is not sweating. Yes, you are doing well. Let us see your fuel tank.
Ucherado.
Ucherado, where are
you? Thank you. I hope you get to your wherever you're going. I hope you get there on time.
Is there a woman sitting next to you?
What's your business?
I see a woman there.
Don't you have a woman sitting beside you?
Uche, you're in traffic.
You want Uche's woman?
No, I don't want her.
What?
So you just concentrate on driving. You say if you're driving, don't drink.
Well, how is he drinking? He just sent us a video so that we know where he's at.
Is there a woman beside
you? We are with you. Just imagine we are with you in the car right now. We are doing this show in your car.
Definitely.
He didn't press the one when you told him to press on.
He pressed it.
And
he
wants traffic to clear.
He pressed it. Let me see. I'm sure he did.
He did not. Uche did not.
Did.
I'm telling you, he did not.
See. He did.
Uche will tell him, sir. He didn't press it.
That's wrong.
Oh,
what you did is very terrible. It's a punishable offense.
Yes, we leave no stone unturned.
As we have hit the ground running.
What?
Yes.
You wanna tell us something fresh, something new, something out of this world, mind-blowing, fascinating.
Go ahead.
Rub
it like it's hot.
Riveting.
Coming from Access Bank, book your flight tickets on Access More app and get 20,000 naira for shopping, valid from March 25th, March 27th till April 10th. T&Cs apply.
This should be the last time you want to give us info and is this short. It has to be like, make sure it's something that goes on for the next.
Stuff.
I was waiting for it. Like, okay.
No. Lagos gets the point. Well, they get the point.
There's a proverb in Greek. Shoki logbelge.
Eh?
Shoki logbelge.
And it's Greek.
It's Greek. Shoki logbelge.
Is it logbelge? Shoki logbelge.
What's the translation of
mean
that?
Mean that short is short, but it's impactful.
And it's in Greek.
Yes.
Wow.
Any language you don't understand is Greek.
Do you not understand it? Why is it not Greek?
It's Greek to me.
Good, I don't die.
So what she dropped was shoki, very short.
Very short.
Yeah, and it delivered the message. That imagine you booking a flight and you are getting 20,000.
You continue like this. You know I've told you this thing timelessly that you're going to be arrested. There is no way.
They've arrested your womanhood. They arrested the EFCC called him. That the mutilation of Naira or something like that.
So what has it got to do with anything? It's not about that. It's about you always giving out
the word arrest.
The kind of information that he say love Shoki Lobelgi is the Greek.
One day
we'll just finish this show. As we are going out, they'll just say
this is an infomercial.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
You'll be arrested.
No, what I just said is an
as we are leaving as
wow.
As we are leaving the office, they'll just come and say, hey. I
see that at 9.2.
What? They'll ask you, what is Shoki Lobel?
You can't even say it.
I can't because it doesn't sound like Greek.
Can you say what you heard?
Shoki Lobelge.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
Shoki Lobelge.
I know what I'm saying. That thing sounds very Yoruba than anything in this
world. That is your thinking. To those that don't understand what I said, it sounds like Greek.
It's not Greek. It's Yoruba.
How do you know?
And that's an insult.
So who?
Onodudua.
Odudua how?
Yes. How do you transport this language to Greek?
Greek
to Greece.
Greece how now?
I'm just saying it's wrong, stretch. By the time they arrest you, don't say I did not tell you. I tried. There are different days that sometimes you say the root word of something is something that is very unrelated, and I keep telling you until you're arrested for this thing and called for questioning, and they torture you.
Police said they can't go to torture again. That they have professional. Where would they get the professional? Police made a statement. They said they don't torture again. That they have professional interview
again but they were always denying it before that they never torture. Now they say they don't do it again. We have to prosecute the people who have been doing this.
All those that will be brought to book. We've not even bought the book. Leave no stone unturned. And you are going. There are stones that have not been turned around. Still, leave no stone unturned.
It's only the ground, but the ground is running now. They have to repair that Milan Bridge because the way you are hitting the ground running, it's spoiled. That's the only one
that is working.
Because if you see all the roads, the streets on the roads, they are bad.
Every road in Lagos.
So that's the one thing we are doing.
There's one pothole in Isolo that if you put a child there, but and infest like a child of 6 years, you know.
Okay, 4 minutes past 11 on the show. What's up, Lagos? And at this time, we have our lady lawyer joining us via telephone this morning because she can't make it to the studio. You people know what's happening in Lagos now, so she can't be. But she's on the phone this morning, and we are discussing survey plan today. There's a lot to unpack here, and of course, we trust Olamide Onifade, our family and real estate lawyer, to take us through all of the things we need to know concerning this topic. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to
you. Good morning,
Olamide. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good. I am very well.
You sound like you're missing us so much.
Yes.
Is that a duvet I feel there? Is that a duvet?
A soft one.
Mm-hmm. Right, I couldn't.
Is that a duvet on a soft bed? We can hear it. We can feel here.
Hello?
Are you on the bed?
No.
Okay. That's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
So let's get talking. So today's topic is survey plan, right?
The importance of a survey plan and the importance of a survey and your real estate transaction.
Okay. I think you have to first start by telling us what a survey plan is.
Okay. A survey plan is a legal document prepared. It's a legal document that shows the exact location, size of the land, boundaries, and the description of the land, including the information and the physical features of the land. So what this simply means is that it is the identity. It's like the identification card of your land. So it shows your boundary. It's like a graphic description of it. So you have it in your hand, right? So it shows the boundary. It shows the size, the exact size of your land. It shows all the physical features of your land. It shows your boundary. So if you're buying property of 500 square meters, it will show the exact size and how the shape of the land. So with that, you know what you're buying. So you start, whatever you're starting a real estate transaction, your survey plan is one of the most important legal documents. You must not go into any transaction without a survey plan. You must request for it. Now, in most cases, if you are very conversant with land transactions in Lagos, sometimes they give you a fake survey plan.
They do.
And why is this? Is that sometimes the land might be under government acquisition.
Okay.
It should be there on the survey plan.
Okay.
So they don't want you to see it. Sometimes they might lie as to the size of the land.
Mm.
In actual fact, you're buying 1,000 square meters, but they might just have 800. So they might doctor a survey plan for you.
Olamide, I wanted to ask you before you continue, who is supposed to issue this survey plan? The person who you're buying a land from?
Okay, so for everyone who's buying a land, you prepare your survey plan. So if I buy a land today, I will call a surveyor who will prepare that survey plan in my name. Survey plans are not transferable.
Okay.
So if you were the erstwhile owner of that land and you had Feta Dynamo on that survey plan, the moment I buy it, I must transfer it into my name, and I must get a surveyor to prepare it in my name. So it's not transferable.
Okay.
So do you understand? So for each real estate transaction, you must involve a surveyor to prepare your land, the survey and the survey plan in your name. So when I'm buying from you, I will request for your survey plan. So I will take it to the surveyor general office to chat it.
Okay.
To ensure that what you are telling me is actually what it is. Because your own survey plan would have been recorded, registered at the Surveyor General's office.
Hmm.
So I will take the one you give me, a copy. I will take it to the Surveyor General's office to ensure that, yes, indeed, it is genuine.
Yeah, okay.
And for me, I don't rely on that alone because of the expenses of doctoring it and all of that.
Hmm.
So what I'd advise in addition to that is you engage the services of a surveyor to go to that land physically and pick the coordinates of that land. Then when you take it to the surveyor general's office, it will now match with what they give you.
Mm.
If it doesn't match, then please, it's a red flag. Don't even go near that land. It is very essential that it matches. So then you know that this is the exact land you're talking about.
Hmm.
Then, when you're sure of that, then you can proceed with it. In that, whatever land you're buying, ensure that on the survey plan you are given, there's a stamp of free from government acquisition.
There's a stamp of free from government acquisition on it.
Meaning it's not government's
owned. It's prepared by a registered, and please, it is very imperative that it is prepared by a registered surveyor.
Hmm.
If you cut the services of a surveyor that is not registered, that whatever document he prepares for you cannot be registered at the Surveyor General's office.
Hmm.
So when a survey plan is prepared for you, it must have the name of the new buyer. It's essential. Please check that it's your exact name. There are no, typographical errors. Ensure that the address of the property you're buying is stated on that survey plan. Ensure that the size of the land is stated clearly. If you're buying 500 square meters, ensure that it is reflected on the survey plan as 500 square meters. There must be a plan number on your survey plan.
A plan number, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
There must be a plan number that states, so if you see NA/112/100-something. So that, with that plan, even if you don't have your plan anymore, your survey plan, you lose it and anything, you can take it to the Surveyor General's office. And with that number, you will trace your survey plan for you. So it's very important that it is there. If a registered surveyor prepares it, all these things are essential. You will see that. So that's why I'm going through it. So the moment you don't see it, then it's a red flag. It's probably not a registered surveyor, right?
Okay.
There have to be the beacon numbers on it.
Mm.
They have to be coordinates of that land on it. The name, the signature, the date, and the address of a registered surveyor must be indicated on that survey plan. And as I said, the stamp showing that it is free from government acquisition is very important. Why do you need your survey plan? It is the identity of the land. It must be attached to you a title document. There cannot be a deed of assignment. There cannot be a fee of owe. There cannot be a deed of gift. There cannot be any title document without a survey plan. The survey plan is the ID of that land. It shows exactly. So if I say today that I buy number 28 Laboye Street in Iwaya, right? Tomorrow, there might be a renumbering of that street. There might be a rename. The street might be renamed to Fetter Dynamo Street. The place might not be called Iwaya anymore. 50 years from now, it might be called something else. But your coordinates, the beacon number, cannot change. It still remains that land. So even 50 years from that time, even if the address has changed, even if the local government has changed, your land still remains your land. And it is very essential when there's a dispute in land. The first thing is, where's the survey plan? I've seen people, you know, I want to prepare that title document and I request that I need a survey plan. Because of the cost, sometimes people want to push it to the back burner. Say, then I'm ready to prepare it. And I always insist that please, it's part of the cost of your transaction.
So you're saying that it's quite pricey though?
It can be. Depends on the area. It depends on the size of land. So, for people in Ibejumeki, the cost of preparing a survey plan is different from if you are in Etiosa.
Okay.
It's different if you are in Ikoyi. It's different if you are in Koshope local government.
That's area discrimination.
And it depends on the size of land. So, it can be cheap here. It can be a bit pricey here. But it is not as significant as how much you paid for the purchase price. So please always factor it in. Ensure that your lawyer puts it in your deed of assignment. And in your deed of assignment, it must be quoted back to say, plan number, with survey plan number prepared by registered surveyor, on date. And put the size and everything. Please describe it in your title document. And this is because of God. Because by tomorrow, if you buy this land and you don't prepare your deed, your survey plan, these same people can sell it to another person. If that person sells it, their deed of assignment, does their survey plan, takes it to the land registry and registers it. Lo and behold, that land belongs to them.
What's it love?
Yes, because they have their identity. They are very clear on what they bought. But if you buy a land and you don't put their identity, you have bought nothing. So if you buy a deed of a land and the deed of assignment comes at number 28, Laboye 51, I'm sorry, there's no identity on that one. Because Laboye Street can cease tomorrow to be Laboye Street. Iwaya can be renamed to be something else. But you have not put anything there. In a case that there's a dispute, for you to cope, the first thing is, what is your deed of assignment? Where is your survey plan? It's essential that you plead your survey plan. In a case you don't have, I'm handling a case for a client.
Okay.
He bought that land some few years ago from an estate developer in an estate, right? Before he could complete the payment of that, I think he purchased it for around, like 10 years ago, he purchased it for about 35 million. And he had just about 2 million to be paid. Before he could complete the payment, this developer sold that building again to another person. This other person got his deed of assignment, got his survey plan, and has registered it. But my client bought before him. Now I'm asking him, where's your deed of assignment? He doesn't have. Where's your title deed? Your survey plan. Yeah, he wasn't given one. Okay, now if we have to go to court, where do we start from? How do we even describe the land we're talking about? His gone to register. And I said to him, you know what? Your case, you might approach the court, but I have to be very clear with you that your case might be very weak. Because even if you don't have a title deed, but you can show that this is where I bought.
Mm.
It shows all the physical features of the land. If it's close to water, if it's dry, you know, so you know where exactly that you have bought.
Mm.
But with an address, it is not an identity. It can show you if you have bought a land under acquisition. It can show you why, what the land is designated for.
Yeah.
It will be apparent to me.
Yes.
This is for, it's an industrial zoo.
Mm.
This is an residential zoo.
It also defines boundaries of the land, right? Because I think like you are highlighting.
Takes care of encroachment.
Yes.
Sorry. So it takes care of encroachment.
Yeah. So I feel like you are highlighting the implications of not having a survey plan. But if you'd help us to be more, you know, succinct so that we can take it one after the other. I feel like you're highlighting the implications of not having a survey plan right now. And if you could highlight them properly so that we can have like a 1, 2, 3, because you've said something about if you have a case in court, for example, and you're asked to present your survey plan and you don't have it, or you have it, but it doesn't quite define, you know, what needs to be there, then you don't have a case, right? Yes. Like the case you said you're handling now.
Yes.
So if you could give us like a highlight, like 1, 2, 3, so that we remember it and, you know, it just sticks.
Sorry, Sasha, I didn't quite get that.
Okay, now.
I didn't quite get what you're
saying. You're telling us, with this your story now, you're giving us an example of the implications of not having a survey plan.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you could highlight them properly, it would be very...
Okay, I think I stated them earlier.
Mm.
I said it's the identity of the land. You must have them attached to your title document.
Mm.
And part of it, the reason is if you want to register your land at the right land registry,
okay,
it is important that you have your land, your survey plan attached.
Mm.
It must be attached to your title document.
Mm.
It's essential to show the identity of the land you are registering. So without a survey plan, you can't do it. And I stated that I never push it to the back burner during a real estate transaction.
Okay.
It's as important as a title document.
Mm.
It's attached to each other. You can't have a title deed without a survey plan attached.
Mm.
Because you have bought nothing if you do not show.
Wow.
Don't rely on just an address. An address can change tomorrow.
Mm.
And in case of a dispute, it will show where your boundaries are. So in case you buy like 1,700 square meters and you want to build on it, and by the time you get there, your neighbor has built on it. Because the land is quite expansive, they might encroach on it. But if you do not have your deed, if you don't have your survey plan, how do you show that this is what I bought? But once you are very clear that this is what I bought, this is my boundary, then you can take care of the encroachment. But if you don't have it at the time you bought it, and he has registered that land with the encroachment, there's nothing you can do at that time. So first in time is very important. Please always have your survey plan at the time of your purchase.
Mm.
And I also stated that when you are buying from a prospective vendor, please request for the deed. Please request for your survey plan. The survey plan of that person is very important.
Okay.
It has to be in that person's name.
All right.
And I said to you that it's not transferable.
Mm.
You must, when you buy the land, you must take care of it and...
Let me stop you there, because talking about the survey plan not being transferable, we have a question on WhatsApp concerning that, but we'll take that when we come back from this break, Olamide. But before that, Ekemi has an information that we can use. We're back 30 minutes past 11 on the show. We still have Olamide Onifade via telephone. And good morning. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Thank God. All right. So we have this question on WhatsApp coming from Shisko from Ijegun, Ijagemo, Jagajaga Road. He says, good morning, all. Please, did you say that a survey plan is not transferable? How then do you sell a property with a survey plan? Can't someone inherit a property with a survey plan? How do I authenticate or apply for a survey plan without the aid of a third party? Thank you, he wants to know. And then he continues, he says, I applied for a survey plan some time ago. And I was told that part of the requirement was to pay for 2 years backdated tax. Is that a requirement or an extortion? He wants to know, Lamide. Did you hear the question?
I heard it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, now. Start from the first one.
When I said it's not transferable, it means that if Seta owned a land and wants to sell to me, Seta's survey plan will not cover me anymore. I will have to instruct a registered surveyor who will go to the land again, pick the coordinates, and prepare that document in my name. So the one in the name of FETA ceases to be valid.
Okay.
I own the land now, and it comes in my name.
Okay.
So I cannot attach FETA's survey plan to my own title document.
Okay.
No. So the survey plan must reflect the name
of
in
the
my
present,
title.
Yeah, okay.
So that is what I mean that it's not transferable.
Okay.
And when he said he applied for a survey plan, you don't apply for a survey plan. You call a registered surveyor to prepare a survey plan for you. And what that surveyor does after the preparation is that he goes to the surveyor general's office to lodge a record copy. Your transaction is not complete until you lodge a record copy at the Surveyor General's office. So that's when I said your plan number and everything. So even if you lose a copy that you have with you, you can always go back to the SG's office and you will get a certified true copy because you have registered it. So in case of a dispute in court, the court can rely on the fact that it is registered. You have a copy. The Surveyor General knows that it is now in your name. It is now within the Lagos State government knows that this land belongs to you now. So that is the thing. That's why it's essential that you register it at the Surveyor General's office. So always request for the evidence of lodgement from your surveyor. Mm-hmm. It has to show you an evidence that he has lodged the red copy. That is when your transaction is complete. So you don't apply for it.
Mm-hmm.
You make provisions to make it to prepare it, and you go to the SG's office to lodge it, which is what your surveyor would do for you.
Mm.
So before we went on the break, I was going to talk about something, which is the provisional survey. A lot of people confuse it to be a registered survey. It is not registrable. A provisional survey can just be done for one reason or the other. Probably at the time you're negotiating for the land, you just do a provisional survey to see the shape and size of the land. That's all what it carries. It doesn't carry enough sufficient features and information on that land. So you can't rely on it. If somebody gives you a provisional survey, you will see it on it, a provisional survey. It's just prepared for a particular reason. You can't register that at the Surveyor General's office. And it won't state if it's under government acquisition or not. So please don't let them bamboozle you with a provisional survey.
Mm.
It is different. On your registered survey, you see the name of the owner, you see the size of the land, you see the beacons, you see the identity, the plan number, you see the date it was prepared, you see the signature, you see the seal of the registered surveyor. You see all of these on it. And you have a stamp if it's free from government acquisition or not. If you have anything that has government acquisition and it's not free from government acquisition, please don't go near it.
So, So what does a provisional survey look like?
You see it on it. It's very scanty.
Okay.
It just shows the shape of the land and maybe the existing road.
The coordinates are there too.
Just three of that. So it doesn't go deep into who prepared it, what date,
and there's no stamp.
The size, the name, and all of that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, does this actually mean that there's been cases of fake survey plans?
You said so in the beginning.
Hey.
Ah. Ah, Feta. You mean millions of cases of fake tourism?
Ha!
Millions. Millions of fake tourism. So that's why it is essential that you hire the services of a registered surveyor. Once you want to buy a land, the two people that should be by your side is your lawyer and your surveyor.
Do you need a lawyer to help you get the a trusted and registered surveyor? Because how will people know if he's registered? Do they have to Google it? Where do they have to go to find registered surveyors?
I didn't get that. Please come again.
I said you need a lawyer to help you find a registered or an authentic surveyor. Because do they have to Google it? How do they know that? I mean,
okay. Let me explain that. So if you hire my services and say, Olamide, I want to buy this piece of land, what I will do, part of my due diligence is to hire a surveyor. And the first instruction is, surveyor, please go to this land. Take the coordinates for me. Of course, I would have received the survey plan from you, from the prospective seller. So I hand it over to the surveyor. The surveyor goes there also to pick the coordinates to be sure that we're talking about the same land. Because somebody can give you a survey plan that is free from acquisition, that is this, that is that, pictures and all of that. But it might not be for the land that you're negotiating for.
Or hollering.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So for me, I start with contracting a registered surveyor. Please go physically to that land. Take the coordinates for me. In addition with what you have, please take it to the Surveyor General's office and go and do the land information on it.
Okay.
So the land information will give me all the information on the survey.
Okay.
So that is when I would know that should we proceed or should we not. So even before you now get to the last stage, is preparing the deed of assignment and preparing the survey plan. So when I do a land information, it tells me everything I want to know. If that is the size of the land, it gives me if it's under government acquisition, it tells me if it's designated for a particular purpose, probably for agricultural purpose, and I want it for residential. Then the sellers most of the time will not tell you that. So if you keep that very important step, by the time you buy the land, right, and you now call a surveyor to now go and prepare the survey plan, all this will now be reflected on the survey plan. You might not be able to use the land for the intended purpose anymore. So it is always for you not to waste your money and now get this information on the land at that stage. Please just spend a little more by engaging. So that's the start of the due diligence of the lawyer.
Okay.
The lawyer will now engage the services of a surveyor to please do all this preliminary. So let's see if the land is good for purpose.
So is it package?
Because if you are building for your church, you can't buy an industrial land. You can't buy a land in an agricultural zone.
Okay.
So if you keep that important step, you will now, it will reflect on your survey plan at the end of the transaction.
Okay.
And you would have probably wasted money.
If I get what you're saying, basically, if you want to get an authentic surveyor, it's better to go through a lawyer, right?
No. If you start, I'm saying if you are engaging the services of a lawyer to do the due diligence for you.
Okay, it's the lawyer's duty to do that for you.
All that preliminary.
Okay.
But if you do not do it, right, and you buy the land, you now instruct your surveyor to do the survey plan. It's probably going to come back with all this information on the survey plan.
Okay.
And at that stage, you might have wasted money because you won't be able to use it for the designated purpose.
All right. Thank you very much, Olamide. If you have comments, you can drop them. We have time to read them. But in 5 minutes, we're moving to the One Play side of things. Olamide, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm looking forward to next week when we are talking about paternity.
Why are you looking forward to
I can't
next?
Wait.
I was going to talk about paternity today, and you diverted.
Yeah, because I want you to be in the studio when we are talking about this. This is very interesting.
What if she can't make it?
She will make it next week. Olamide, you...
What if she can't? What if traffic is heavy?
There won't be traffic next week, Thursday. Olamide.
think the traffic is probably because they are opening the bridge today. Everybody
Yeah, sure.
What if she has to go to court?
She won't be. She won't be going to court next week Thursday.
Next week Thursday.
Today is 4th.
No, I'm not in court.
So we're going to have you in the studio next week. We're going to have you next week. We're talking about paternity.
What if she has to travel?
So Lagos, stay tuned to next week Thursday. We'll be having that conversation next week Thursday on WhatsApp Lagos. Olamide, before you leave, tell us how we can find you again on all your social media platforms in case people want to, you know, ask you some other questions they cannot ask on the show this morning.
Okay, you can find me on olamide_maybe_lawyer on Instagram, and you can also find me as Olamide Onifade across all other social media platforms.
All righty. Thank you very much. Have yourself a lovely, wonderful day.
See you next week. And a beautiful weekend. If you can make it.
Bye, Church. I miss you.
I miss you too. See you next week if you can make it.
He will make it. Okay, that's all on that segment of the show. We do have our beautiful Kemi in the studio with more information. So shoot.
Yeah, so I mean, every day here is all about winning here on One Play with Nigeria Info. And Beta has been giving you this just over and over again.
I will not tire.
So all you have to do to partake in it is just go to the website at oneplay.ng. That's numeral one. play.ng. okay, or if you don't have a smartphone, it's not to worry. All you have to do is dial a simple USSD code with 500 there, and you are on your way to winning some of that money. *347*880*#.
Wow.
That's the code. *347*880*#. And with as little as 500 naira, you might be winning up to 20,000 naira today. Who knows? You might be the lucky person, okay? So remember that the more you play, the better your chances of winning Lagos.
Yes, so
you have to play every day. And guess what? You can't, it's not just What's Up Lagos. You can win on Morning Crossfire. You can win on Game On. And it's not just for weekday people. Weekends are not left out as well.
Weekends. Yes.
Yeah, you can also win during the weekends, okay? Yeah. There's a Football Frenzy show happening every weekend, and you can win there. And every Friday, there's also a jackpot of 500,000 naira.
Let me raise the feather. Yay!
Raise arm.
Very local.
So please, playing during the week automatically qualifies you for that weekly jackpot, okay? And your chances of winning are the same, whether you play on the website, which is oneplay.ng, or you dial the code *347*880*#. So either which way, you're guaranteed that your chances of winning are the same. They are legit. Remember, Lagos, play as much as you want to win, okay? But play responsibly, shall. Yeah. And don't forget to tell a friend, okay? Make sure you spread this good news. Don't keep it to yourself. I've decided to come and share with you. So I know that I can win a lot, but I've decided to come and share with you. So share with others, okay?
No. All right, refill your pain. Thank you.
Wow. I know how that feels. We know. But we won't try to tell you to play the game. But use your sense as you're playing. Nobody's asking you to use your school fees to play this game. That's if you're above 18. No. Nobody is telling you to use your house rent to go and play this, you know. Don't go and do that. Use your sense, okay? Play as much as you want to play, but make sure that you're using your sense to do it.
I know.
Play responsibly.
Three winners today, 20,000 naira each. And tomorrow, the jackpot, 50,000 naira to one person.
Kai. You don't say 50K. You say 50 Kai.
Kai Brigade.
Because
Kai. They're catching people. 50 Kai. 50,000.
That's it. Yeah. So play to win that money tomorrow, Friday, on this show. With same energy. It's going to be present to call you on the phone. And thank you. And to congratulate you. To hug you. Audio hug, by the way. And as I'm rooting for my women, I'm never giving up. Trust me, I'm never giving up. I know that women are playing.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just land now. I know a lot of women who are playing this game, but it hasn't just, you know, gotten to their tone yet. So
women are
that's why I'm always here encourage you women to not give up, okay?
Okay.
Play to win. Right.
It just might be.
I got the defined boy. You have just won yourself.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, Melitus. Come on, one player, don't talk to two players because you won 20K.
So now you won yourself 20,000 naira.
My name is Well Done.
Okay, well done. I want to tell you, well done. You won yourself 20,000 naira.
With 500 naira, you can play to win big. From 120,000 naira to 190,000 naira daily on Nigeria Info. Go to oneplay.ng and play with 500 naira. And in a few seconds, your ticket is in the draw. Or dial *347*880*3#. Win daily on Nigeria Info. 50,000 Naira on Morning Crossfire. 60,000 Naira on WhatsApp Lagos. 20,000 Naira on Sunnyside. And 60,000 Naira on Game On. So Lagos, what are you waiting for? The more you play, the better your chances of winning. Remember to dial *347*880*3#. Play responsibly. Not suitable for persons under the age of 18. Take it to Lagos,
Lagos. Bam, bam. Gang, 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 gang.
All right. 5 on the clock.
Yes.
If you're still on Third Mainland Bridge now, we have tried.
Yeah. I'm DJing for you now.
You're on Third Mainland Bridge now, you're tried.
It was smooth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming to this party.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go.
Your soft drinks on the fire.
Yeah.
Your rice is in the fridge. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Everybody eat before you leave the party. Thank you.
God forbid that we drink the mini rice that is in the on the fire. God forbid a rice in the fridge. That is misplaced priority, if you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. You can't leave this party without giving your money, okay?
Yes.
Because this is a party that comes fully loaded. Everything is inside. Good vibes, good everything. And of course, money. Money is the real vibe, if you ask me.
I'm telling you.
So make sure you're playing, okay? If you haven't played, it's time on the clock for you to play. www.oneplay.ng. Go there now and play the game to win, with the mindset of winning, okay? And sit very close to your phone, because I'm calling you to tell you the good news. It has to come from us first before any of that pauses.
We will give you the news right here.
We'll be happy. We'll do the best. Congratulations.
www.oneplay.ng.
Very soon, we are planning that once you win, before we come here, we'll have gotten your address. There will be like
the band
playing, photographers taking your pictures.
You know, the banana people.
The whole thing is the whole nine yards. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. You're everywhere. Yeah, billboards.
We're working on it.
What?
Once we finish building Fourth Mainland Bridge, we will
start. Moment we locate, we'll put a red rug on
instantly.
The floor with shine.
Anywhere you
there
are.
There will be dancers.
Yes.
Dancing.
And hype men.
Hype men.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, give out 1, 2.
Yes.
Zoom it off. 20.
We do this very soon. Just
1, 2. 1, 2.
Wash out.
Don't win this up. 20.
And the winning
is
will
the
not
whole 9 yards.
Yes, it's coming.
People will be dancing. Cultural dancers will be there.
Over your money.
TikTok dancers. Ring lights. You will be crying.
www.oneplay.ng.
No, I didn't need
this. www.oneplay.ng.
We'll
supply your handkerchief free.
I couldn't do.
Free handkerchief.
All of that.
Free handkerchief.
I'm telling you.
And remake up for those.
And the funny thing
makeup.
Is, what we're doing now, we're going to be involving our sponsors. Like, when I mean sponsors, I mean our married sponsors.
Personal sponsors.
People who sponsor our fights, our arguments, our sleep,
our
going to the toilet, our cooking, our basic
snoring.
Conversations.
Snoring.
We want to bring them on board for this for this project.
Yes.
So while we're coming with you, the whole thing.
Yes.
Inga. Well,
at Inga.
Where wants that money? Imagine it. Imagine it.
If you can imagine it, you can achieve it.
It keeps the heart healthy.
Yes,
it keeps
this.
It healthy. Imagine now.
And you're on Third Mainland Bridge now. Imagine you're not there.
No.
I imagine I'm not here.
Okay, let's pick our winners. All people have tried. You've played. Since morning, you woke up morning.
I tried.
The ambition was, I want
to
win.
I give it to you.
We have to do the right thing.
I give it to you.
And you know.
And you're playing now.
And you're still playing.
I give it to you.
Oh, no. Come on. Maureen, my friend.
Ah, Sebastian Omo. Kilo Shele. Yes. Henry. Hey, Ikechukwu. Well done, eh? You guys are playing, no?
Why? Wait till they happen. Female names can't elude me. Oluchi, my dearest.
Okay.
I feel you, my God.
Henry.
Damilola, I
Etta.
See you.
Henry and Etta.
Baby
Tosin.
Girl. Baby girl.
Yeah. Baby girl. Kowale.
Baby girl, Paulina,
again,
I see you. Tosin. Oh, come on. Let's go.
Tosin, only credit.
Let's go. Only credit. What do you mean? Only dater.
Only dater.
Only dater. Lost the website here. Only now.
Only schedule. Office sellotape.
It doesn't matter. As far as the cellular phone can play the game.
Unschedule pal.
Is a lie.
He don't
mean nothing.
Oh, by your number. Tati Playery.
Okay, let's call this winner.
Any Duke or Con or winner.
Well, we're done.
Yeah, this love is looking like
this your like your number. I saw it. I was like, what?
Yeah, she doesn't play. She doesn't play.
If this person says Hulu,
Healy, Healy.
Who said Duke? Duke Akon.
Drop the phone.
Prepare yourself. Police arrest this woman. All right, let's call the winner this morning. Okay, I must have misdialed, so I have to dial again.
Let's do this again. The person, stay by your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Stand by your phone.
In the canela. What are you doing to me, Stretch?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
All right. It's about to ring.
It's about to
ring. Ring a ring, ring a basket full of money. Let's go. Ay, ay, ay. Professional.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
I'm over here,
babe. Good morning, sir.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Churchill Chinonso.
Churchill Chinonso, where are you at the moment, please?
Opposite Ojobarak.
Okay,
you
yeah,
should
yeah,
come
yeah.
there.
Churchill Chinonso, did you play one play?
Yes, I did.
How many times did you play one play,
Most
Churchill?
They shout.
Okay, today I played once.
Today alone, you played once. Days. Yes, other days you played. The Lord has rewarded you. Your prayer.
The Lord has done it finally.
You have won yourself finally. Euro.
Wow. Yes! I know.
20,000 naira. Congratulations.
Feels like a dream, huh?
Churchill, thank you so much for playing. All right, keep talking about this. All right, one play will call you.
You don't do it. Not the rest. One play will take it up from the air. Moving on. Let's go.
Etalu.
We are brothers and sisters.
We're picking the next winner.
The next winner is...
Our winneress, as it gets me.
Congratulations! Right,
we have your number, 0805.
Yes, we are calling you now.
And it ends in 1706. If you have played, stay by your phone. That is our...
And jubilation.
Lord,
celebration.
I receive.
In our nation.
I send it around to you all.
Oh, yeah. I know that you are going back and doing some evil things. I know that. I know. You are corrupt.
Yeah, Lord, I'm somewhere that I'm
praying. You go and be meeting people. You rally
calm
around.
Down, calm down.
I don't know what to do.
Baby, calm down. It's a female. Hello?
I'm a female. I know it's not a female. I can feel it. It is not a female. It is not. This is not my giving up voice, but I'm just saying, like, I can tell. I can tell this is not... Y'all ladies, what's up, man? What's
popping?
Purr is not working. What do you want me? Am I gonna lock him out, really?
Alright,
pick up.
Oh no, the person's not picking the call.
Oh, Paulina, please pick up.
Hello. Okay, your name is Paulina. Oh no.
We don't have time on the clock. We have just 58 seconds. We have to go later.
Alright, so we'll call the second person. You will be called by one plate.
You get your money.
And the third person
promise
also, we couldn't do
you
this
get
right
your money.
Alright, congratulations to all of you winners.
All of you winners, congratulations.
Your number will go on to the poll for tomorrow for the jackpot. We gotta go.
You gotta go, Lagos. Don't forget, you can follow Nigeria Info everywhere on social media, Facebook, X, Threads, Instagram, YouTube. Subscribe to that one so you can watch us live when we go live. I am Feta Dynamo on Instagram, on Twitter, D_Feta.
All right, Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on X. We're dragging something about the Gallagher show, Gallagher issue. Get on it and let's talk about it
on his skinny. But we have to go. Don't forget to keep playing. Play the game. www.oneplay.ng. Tomorrow be another day. You can win tomorrow.
Yuck.
I promise you that you probably, you know, win. And of course, next week is another week for us to continue. Lagos, stay sharp, stay happy. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, excuse me. This Milo pack looks different. I'm seeing support energy release, bam, on the pack. Is it the same Milo?
No, this one is new and improved. The support energy release means when you give your kids Milo as part of breakfast, you are giving them energy they need to go to school.
Ah, I like this one.
Your kids need nourishing energy. Give them the new and improved Milo at breakfast. It has nutrients that support energy release to help them get the most out of their day. Milo, energy to go further.
Madam, you don't try this new Lush Hair 4-in-1 No Lie Relaxer Kit. We get free neutralizing shampoo and conditioner join.
What? Me, I know deal.
You're not even sabi waiting the apple for town. You see this Lush Hair Relaxer soap?
He know the pepper. He know the bond. He go even make your hair shine like oil.
That's so. Lush Hair Relaxer Kit. Na correct. We no go make your hair cut. We no go make your hair dry. He know the pepper. And they relax hair well, well.
Lush Hair, be beautiful.
It's Ramadan. Come on board. Let's go on a tour to the top restaurants where you can enjoy the best of the season. First stop is Charity Cafe. Here, the currency sharing, so keep giving. Next stop is Kindness Bistro. Be the kindest you can be. Last but not the least, make a stop by at Forgiveness Drive-Thru and let go of every beef. And at Sahur and Iftar, bring it home with the goodness of great tasting meals with Noor. This Ramadan, don't just eat for good. Share the good and be the good. Noor, eat for good.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ramadan gives us more reasons to get closer to God. More reasons to share our meals and care for those in need. This season, find more reasons to love the delicious and nutritious Golden Penny Pasta, which is rich in protein and contains fiber to keep you and your family going from sahur to iftar every day. Ramadan Mubarak from Golden.